Lift up your voice and say, Jesus, keep me strong to really be on this battle and come out unhurt. Lord, keep me strong. In the name of Jesus, keep me strong. It's only people that are strong that fight. Yes, keep me strong spiritually and physically. Give me grace to fight for you. Yes, we need to fight the battle which our Lord started, the battle against the kingdom of hell. Oh Lord, keep me fit to fight this battle to the end. Paul say, I've fought a good fight, and I have kept the faith. Oh Lord, help me to really fight the battle and come out stronger and stronger. Holy Spirit, take away every weaknesses from me, that today I shall be able to do that which you want me to do. Oh Lord, take over. Have your way this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Father, we appreciate you for what you, name of the Lord be glorified. As we go into this message, speak to everyone. Bless the heart of your people. And open the eyes of men to see that they might be delivered in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that your anointing will flow. And the grace of God will set the people free in Jesus' name. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's be seated. I'm talking this morning on in search of good men. In search of good men. In the book of Psalm 34, Psalm 34. The Bible says in this scripture, in verse 8, it says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Oh, fear the Lord, yea, he says, for there is no one to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Praise the Lord. Connect the goodness of the Lord to good men and good things. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Come and taste it. May you taste it in Jesus' name. Until you taste food, you will not know how sweet it is. You know, many of us do not know God because you haven't really tasted God. People come close to where God is, but they have not. You can be close to the food, but you never tasted the food. You can see the food cool, but you have never tasted it. You can hear about a very good dish, but you have never tasted it. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Praise the Lord. It's only when you taste it that you will see that this God we are talking about is good. And that will put something in you that will make you a good man. Praise the Lord. The Bible said, blessed is the man that trusted in this good God in search of good men. This is a serious case. You know, in the book of Matthew in chapter 19, a man observed Jesus and said, oh, good master. Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19. In verse 16, the Bible says, and behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good shall I do that I may have eternal life? Now what happened? This man observed Jesus and said, this man is good. This master is good. In this case, he was talking to him as a man. Even though he came as God, but he operated as a man.
And this man saw his actions, saw his activities, and said, "Good master, what good thing shall I do?" Which means a man do need to be good. Amen. In search of good men. The reason why the gospel is preached, listen to me, it's not just for people to just be coming and collecting sins from God. It's to get good men from among men. Praise God. That's the purpose of the gospel. Good men. And they are difficult to find. I had a film they called Few Good Men. Few Good Men. Good men are difficult to find, really. That's why Jesus came. To die on the cross. So that we can see good men. So that good men can be located. So that good men can come out. Because good men are not easy to see. So this man observed Jesus and said, "Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" It's only good men that we have eternal life. Praise God. Take note of these things. Take note of these things. So to be a good man is very important to God. Yes, to be good means, it means for something to be satisfactory in quality. That's, it has good quality, and that quality is satisfactory. That's to be a good man. Praise the Lord. When you are not satisfactory, when your quality is not satisfactory to God, then you're not a good man. Yes. In your kind, you need to have good quality that are satisfactory to God. It doesn't mean moral excellence. To have a good virtue, moral excellence. That's a good man. But, you know, today, good men are difficult to see. It also means to be worthy. Why we say, "Oh Lord, thou art worthy"? Because God is good. Amen. To be worthy for a thing, you must be good. Again, it means when something is proper, when something is desirable, something can be desired. That's good. That's a good thing. Nobody desires bad things. Do you desire bad things? No. Good things are desirable. They are proper things. They are right things. Hallelujah. So when we talk about righteousness, it's just about getting good people. Good people will be righteous. Praise the Lord. Bad people, they will not be righteous. Except they change. So when we say God is good, it means that God is satisfactory to man and the universe. Yes. Everybody say God is good. God is good. Why? Because it satisfies man. God is the only one that can satisfy a man. He satisfies his own creation. He satisfies the whole universe. Heaven and earth. Yes. It means God is proper and desirable. God is worthy. Everybody desire God. God is good. God is nice. God is worthy. God is in touch of good men. I pray he will find you. I pray he will find you. So, now we are talking about in search of a good man. Do you know that good men are very difficult to find? Today, in the world, in Psalm 12, the Bible says, it says in verse 1, Psalm 12, verse 1, it says, "Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth. For the faithful fail from among the children of men." This psalmist was praying. I said, "Oh God, help." We really need God to help us. Amen. God help, for the godly man sees it. In other words, godly men are now difficult to see. Who's a good man? A good man is a godly man. Praise the Lord. He's a godly man. He said, "Help, for the godly man sees it. For the faithful fail from among the children of man." Who's a good man? Good man is a faithful man too. The faithful men are ceasing from among the children of men. You just see evil people. Plenty evil people. You turn to this side, evil people. Turn here, evil people. Turn here, evil people. In search of good men. Even the church are finding it difficult to produce good men today. Because evil has advanced so much that good men are almost disappearing. Praise God. Evil is advancing. Good men are almost disappearing. Even the church is finding it difficult to produce good men. And that was the purpose why Jesus came. To get good men out of this wicked world. Out of this evil society. Out of wicked people. To get good men. Good master. Truly, he was a good man. Everybody testified that he was good. Even as he came as a man. So, good men are difficult to rear today, or rather to produce today. So, can you make yourself a good man? Can you put yourself in the position of good men? But as long as God still remains the same, we must seek to have good men in Jesus' name. Except the trumpet sound. I personally want to have good men. I want to get good people. Good people are difficult. You know, this morning or so, I was just appreciating God. You know, sometimes when I see certain things that happens in this gospel, sometimes I feel like, God, why did you call me to be a pastor? But this morning I was just appreciating God. I said, thank you, Lord, because you called me to be a pastor. If not that you called me to do this work, I wouldn't have known how terrible man is. Praise the Lord. I would have not known. It gave me the opportunity to know who is man. You know, sometimes some of you just do some things anyhow. You put yourself in a terrible situation because you don't know who is man. The Bible says Jesus did not commit himself to any man in John chapter 2 because he knew who was a man. But many of us, we don't even know ourselves, not to talk about knowing another person. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I said, God, thank you for making me to do this work. He opened my eye to who is a man. Who is a man? Who is, what's happening to men? God is in the church of good men. Until today. So, I tell you quickly, the problem of evil men in the world today. Number one, the problem of evil men in the world today. In that same psalm, in Psalm 12, the Bible says, in verse 2, it said, look at evil men. They speak vanity. Everyone with his neighbor, with flattering lips, and with a double heart, do they speak. Can you see that? You know, when you say evil, nobody wants to identify with evil. Nobody wants to say I'm evil, but thank God. But it's better to go to the quality of evil and just leave the word evil. The Bible says, evil men, they speak vanity, everyone to his neighbor. Vanity upon vanity. They trust in vanity. They live in vanity. They speak to themselves vanity. Things that cannot endure. Things that has no eternal value. That's what they talk about. That's what they live for. That's what they look after. Yes, with flattering lips, they are flatterers. And with a double heart, do they speak? They are double-hearted people. Hallelujah. The problem of evil men. Double-hearted people. If you live with them, if you stay with them, you think you are talking to somebody and he's talking to you, you won't know that he has a double heart. That what he's telling you is different from what he's going to do. That's evil man. Praise the Lord. He's telling you this, but he's going to do another thing. Because look at the Bible. The Bible said they are flattered. Flattering lips is what they used to speak. And with a double heart do they speak. Verse 3, the Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speak proud things. Praise the Lord. Verse 4 says, who has said, with our tongue will we prevail? Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Evil men. Praise God. I say praise God. They say with our tongue we will prevail. With our lips is our own. So we say whatsoever we want to say. Who is Lord over us? Well, you can see human beings in search of good men. God is looking for good people, brethren. He's not just looking for people. If not, there's no point, there's no reason why God will create hellfire. Because he's not the one that gives birth to these people. Why should he throw them to hell? God is looking for good men, good people. Don't just be a Christian. Try to be a good one. Amen. Try to be a good one. Because these are the things that affect our lives. It affects everything we do. It affects everything around us. Because good people are difficult to find today. Oh, may the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Evil men are increasing in the world today because Satan, the father of evil, is influencing them. They love to do the will of the devil because they do not have good heart from the beginning. Amen. From the beginning, they don't have good hearts. So they love to do the will of the devil. That's why God is looking for good men. I pray you will be that good man. I pray you will be that good man. So when you plant a good seed in your farm, you discover that the bad seeds that you did not plant will grow up with them. And it will want to choke the good seed. Hello? That's what happened in this world. You plant, go and clear a bush and plant good things there. Just leave it for a while. You see bad things will grow. Hello? Bad things will just grow with that good thing you planted. And it will, if you don't tend that good thing, you don't weed it, the bad one will chop the good one till the good one will not be able to produce. That's what we're having in the world now. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. Because some of all, your secret, you ask so many questions. You need to get answers. Why are evil multiplying the world? Why is it difficult to see good men? Because, you see, just clear a bush, put corn there, put yam there, and leave it for one month, 3 weeks, 1 month, and come and see. Bad things will just grow. Did you plant those bad ones? You don't plant them. You don't plant them. They will just grow. And if you don't weed them, they will choke the good one until you discover that the good one will not produce. That's how evil men are growing in the world. Yes. Somebody said, you don't even need to do evil. All you need to do is just stop. Just fail to do good. Evil will just overcome you. Amen. Just stop doing good or fail to do good. In fact, you are evil already. That's what it is. You don't need effort. You don't pray. Let the wheat grow here. Did you pray for that? You don't pray. It just grows on its own. That's why God is looking for good men. Looking for good people. Very important. So, except you labor to clear those evil weeds, the good seed will not be able to produce fruits. In Matthew chapter 13. That's why sometimes you see today in our society, the good one are finding it difficult to perform because evil is multiplying. Evil is all over the place. Evil inside church. Evil everywhere. Evil men has full everywhere. Well, evil does not just, you see, when you arrest an armed robber, you say, why do you become an armed robber? You say, it's Satan that caused it. Where is the Satan? Did you ever see the house of Satan? Is there any house where they say, let's go there, Satan is the owner of this house? No. It's human being. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So that's why from today, never you blame Satan for your life. Amen? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Stop blaming the devil. Blame yourself. God is looking for good men. In the book of Matthew chapter 13, the Bible says in verse 24, another parable put it forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed a good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the weeds and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servant of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence they had his tares? He said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, We doubt then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundle to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What happened is that when the man plant good seed in his farm, he got bad one growing up with them. Yes, they are there to spread the good one. And when the thing is growing up now, you just discover that bad ones are filled everywhere. And the servant of the household that came and asked him, well, how came this bad seed? How did they come? He said, an enemy has done this. And that's the enemy of God. The enemy of the kingdom of God. The enemy of righteousness. He's the one making men evil. He's the one. That's where you must run away from them, from the evil. Praise the Lord. If you don't get yourself out from evil, you become an evil yourself. Praise the Lord. So the same evil you say is multiplying everywhere, you become evil too. In search of good men. God needs good people. God needs human beings who will say, I want to be good. I want to be a good man. If you don't take a conscious step to do that, you become as evil as the evil you see yourself. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the earth is out of course today because of the work of evil men who cooperate with the devil to frustrate the works of God. That's why the earth is out of course. That's why you see wickedness everywhere. Because of evil men that cooperated with Satan. They joined the devil. In John chapter 8, they joined the devil. You see, I told you this morning, I said Jesus was always having confrontation with the people because of evil men. In John chapter 8, the Bible says, from verse 38, he said, I speak that which I have seen with my father, and yet do that which ye have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now, ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Abraham didn't do this thing you are doing. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, We be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Is that true? Jesus said unto them, If God were your father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father, the devil. And the laws of your father, ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abound not in truth, because there is no truth to him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me now. Which of you convinced me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's word. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Praise God. Praise God. Go and study this passage of the Bible. You will understand how to be a Christian. These were human beings that Jesus was dealing with. Human beings. And they say we are not born of fornication. In other words, we were born legitimately. We have father. We came out through marriage. Why are you calling us? We are doing the work of our father. He said, we are Abraham's seed. He said, no, you are not Abraham's seed. If you are Abraham's seed, you would have done the work of Abraham. Abraham cannot do what you are doing now. Abraham cannot behave the way you are behaving. Abraham cannot do what you are doing. What your work shows that you have another father. He said, you are of your father, the devil. So it's the devil that you are following. That's what he was telling them. And they were angry. They said, let's kill him. Let's fight him. It's not about fighting him. Go and think. Which work are you doing? You doing the work of God? Or you are doing the work of the devil? So that is why today there is difficulty in getting good people, because so many people are doing the works of the devil. They are of their father, the devil. He's a liar from the beginning. He can't change because that's what he has inside. You can't give what you don't have. It's what you have you will give. Satan is a liar. And everybody that follow him will be liars too. Praise God. You will see their works. Yes. What they are doing is bad. They will never do good thing. You know, as this brother was testifying, he got born again August 2000. That is 20 years now. Is that not so? 20 years. I say, wow. I appreciate God. That's a testimony to me too. That somebody I preached to 20 years ago got born again and today is still in the Lord. Praise the Lord. And there are so many people I have preached to how many years ago. And many of them are nowhere to be found now. They are nowhere to be, but some of them, they have become Satan themselves. Praise the Lord. They have turned away from the Lord. They are not standing. I pray you remain in Jesus' name. That is very important. Good people are difficult to find. They came to church, but they don't want salvation. Praise God. They come to church, they don't want a change. They come to church, they just want to use God for their own purpose. After 10 years, will you see her testimony? Will there be somebody to say, you were there? Oh, that this person got born again sometimes ago. Look at him now. He's still firing on. He's still doing well in the faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Why? Because they easily turn to Satan. That's why I told you, don't blame Satan. Because if you agree with the devil, that's when the devil will take you as his own. If you disagree, we two cannot work together except they agree. If you disagree with Satan, he will not take you. You agree with him, you will be his own. You may, just like these people, somebody may be saying, God is my father. God is my father. But the work you are doing is the work of Satan. How does God become your father like that? How does God become your father like that when your works are the works of Satan? Check up what you are doing now. Yeah, Jesus said, because I tell you the truth, yeah, believe me not. He said, you cannot believe me because you are not from God. Praise the Lord. When you come from God, you will believe what I'm teaching you. You believe the scriptures. You believe what I'm saying. You want to be a good man. You won't want to be a devil. You won't want to be a crafty man. You want to be somebody who will be deceiving people. You won't want to be a persecutor. No way. Praise the Lord. I pray this morning that you will never cooperate with Satan. You won't cooperate with Satan to frustrate the work of God in Jesus' name. So that was why Jesus wasn't confronting with these people in his day, because they pretended to be children of God but refused to do the works of God. They were pretenders. Today we have so many pretenders in church. They pretend to be Christian but they are not. They are sent by the devil to search out God, to search out the things of God, so that they can fight against God later. And that's bad. Amen. That's very bad. So quickly, number two, strive to be a good man. The Bible talks about striving in Luke 13 verse 24. Strive to be a good man. It's not just to be a Christian. Be a good person. Good. G-O-O-D. Luke 13 in verse 24. The Bible says, strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Why will they not be able? Because they are not striving. They'll seek. They just want to enter like that without strive. They don't make effort. They don't try. They just feel that I must enter like that. No. To be a good man, you need a striving too. Strive to be a good man. Strive. Make effort. Do something. Don't just sit back there and say, well, God, no, I did try. What have you done? What effort have you made? Strive to enter. Yeah, nothing good comes easily. You think to be a good man is going to be easy? Never. It can never be easy. You must strive to get anything that is good. Therefore, it takes a striving in this evil world, full of evil people, to be able to be a good man. Praise the Lord. To be a good man, you take a striving. We live in a world that is wicked. If you don't want to join wickedness, then strive to be a good man. It doesn't mean, why do people backslide from truth? It's not because the truth is not more powerful. It's because the people are not striving. Careless human being. They just sleep and think that they will become good overnight. Nobody will testify anything good about you if you are not striving. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Nobody will testify anything good about you if you don't strive. We live in a world of lazy people. You know, I like that testimony. Like all your testimony this morning is very good. But you see, for when you stay with God, after 5 years, you can come and say, 5 years ago, I got born again, I'm still burning. After 10 years, 10 years ago, I got born again, I'm still burning. After 15 years, 15 years ago, I got born again, I'm still burning. After 20 years, 20 years ago, I got born. You, that's a testimony, praise the Lord. Not this world of lazy people who cannot read Bible, who cannot pray, who cannot serve God, and they are not striving at all. They just want to be good overnight. How? What effort are you making? What are you doing to be a good person? To be a good human being? Is it just to sit there? Is it just to sit down and be watching? Don't you know there are evil everywhere? Praise the Lord. You must keep your light burning in Jesus' name. Very important. Very important. I'm going to show you something this morning before we pray about Abraham, a good man. Good people are there. Abraham was one of them. Amen. Abraham was a good man. In Genesis chapter 14. From the time God called him, the man decided to be a good man. It's not as if there were no evil people in his days. He decided. In Genesis chapter 14, I read from verse 11. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their victuals and went their way. The enemy attacked Sodom and Gomorrah and all the other cities there and went their way. And they took Lot, Abraham's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, at his goose and departed. And there came one that has escaped and told Abraham, the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Moreh, the Amorite brother of Eskel and brother of Anna, and they were confederates with Abraham and lives in the same region. And when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. And he divided himself against them, he and his servant, by night, and smote them and pursued them unto Hobba, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot and his goods, and the women also, and the people. Praise the Lord. Listen to me. Abraham was a good man. One thing, characteristics of good people is that God will help a good man. Praise the Lord. God helped him to overcome his enemies. Imagine him, only him, with his strength server, attacking 5 nations. And he defeated them and collected everything from them. Why? God helped him. Praise the Lord. He brought back Lot. Brought back all the goods. He brought everything back. Brought all the women and the children. And the Bible says, in verse 17, and the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer and of the kings that were with him at the valley of Sheba, which is the king's dale. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which have delivered their enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tithes of all. Listen to me. If you are a good man, God will deliver your enemies into your hand. We are looking at something. This, you see, these foundational qualities is what human beings are lacking, that you see that the Christianity in their life is not producing results. You lack quality. Abraham waits. If I tell you, if I have time to tell you stories, how Lot followed Abraham. God called Abraham in chapter 12 of Genesis, and Lot followed Abraham. Okay, he took him along. And along the line, their substances began to multiply. And the herdsmen of Lot were struggling with the herdsmen of Abraham. And it was almost becoming a problem. And Abraham came and said, Lord, let's separate ourselves. Let this thing not become a problem. We are still brethren. We cannot be quarreling now because of this issue that is going on. You take anyone, any side you like, and we take the other side. And Lord, being naive as he is, he chose the best side and he went. And Abraham said, that's okay. And he went on his own. You see, God will always help a good man. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the man went his way. And look at Lot. He also went into a very watered place and stayed there. But before you know it, the enemy came and took over the place and fought him and collected everything and ran away. And the Bible says somebody ran and told Abraham, see what happened to Lot in the place where he is. Abraham gathered his trained servant in his house with God on his side and went for war and conquered. And conquered, rescued Lot. If it's some people, he said, that's good for him. Look at him now. He has entered into trouble. He went, a good man, and rescued him and came. And when he came, the Bible said Melchizedek also met him and blessed him. You know? I said, blessed be Abraham, the possessor of the heavens and earth. And blessed be the Lord God, the Most High God, who have delivered the enemy into the hand. And Abraham gave him the tithe of all. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you know, that wasn't all. In verse 21, and the king of Sodom said unto Abraham, give me the persons and take the goods to thyself. And Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is done, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abraham rich. Say only that we the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me, Anna, Esco, Mary, let them take their portion. As for me, I take nothing. Let that you say tomorrow, you make Abraham rich. He was a man contented. Praise the Lord. Satisfied. He doesn't want to collect anything from this sinner so that you will say tomorrow, you are the one that make Abraham rich. No. Hallelujah. You can see the sacrifices of Abraham. That was why even in chapter 22, when God came to him, he was a man that is contented. When God came to him and said, bring back that your Isaac I gave you before, he found it difficult to deliver. Because Abraham was not living by what he possessed on the earth. He was a man satisfied. Quickly, how do you become a good man? To be a good man, you must operate in the love of God. Praise the Lord. A man that cannot operate in the love of God, you can never be a good man. You're only satisfied with what you can get. Love is not in your heart. In John 14, verse 23. John 14, verse 23. The Bible said, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Praise the Lord. If a man love God, what will he do? We keep his commandments. You may be a man that abides in the love of God. You will keep the commandments. Nobody will force you. Nobody will push you, because this love is flowing in you. You know, today you just see, try to force people to obey God, to obey the word of God. What's the problem? You don't want to be a good man. Evil in the heart. And that's the reason you are forcing people. If any man will love me, he that love me will keep my commandment. He will keep my commandment. Nobody will force you. And my Father and I, and my Father will come. We will come and make our abode. We will stay with him. In other words, you now have the strength of God upon your life.
to conquer in the days of evil. It's not just about praying, oh Lord. You know, one of the things that is so common in this generation, which I try to remove from the heart of men, is that people feel that Satan is so powerful. Oh Lord, Satan. You turn to the place, Satan. Everywhere, Satan. Is it not because you men have failed God? Who gives Satan the power if you are a good man? If we have good people in the church, where will the Satan have power from? Evil people will be binding devil. Hallelujah. It's only love that can make a man good. What make God different from the devil is his love. What make him different from Satan is the love of God towards man. The Bible says in Jeremiah 31 verse 3, he said, I have loved thee with my everlasting love. God has love. Satan has wickedness, has hatred. If you don't have love, you too don't have God. Praise God. That's why the Bible says God is love. Is that not so? God is love. In John chapter 3 verse 6 says, for God so loved the world. It is love that differentiates God from man, differentiates God from Satan. Love. If you want to be a Christian, go and pray. Oh Lord, put your love in my heart. Because listen to me, brethren. The Christianity that is being practiced in the world today is very dangerous. It will not take people anywhere. Christianity that has no love. Christianity that is selfish. Selfish Christianity. That's why it doesn't endure. That's why it cannot be testified about. So many people can never testify. What are you going to testify? In fact, when you are even talking, some people are saying, look at this wicked man. Praise the Lord. So God is love. If we want to practice Christianity, in 1 John chapter 3, we have used up our time. I just have to close. In 1 John chapter 3, the Bible says in verse 16, it says, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Who is ready to lay down his life for another person? Selfish people. Praise the Lord. That's why we are having it tough today, to see good men. Selfish people. Jesus is good because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our life for the brethren. But today, people are not ready to lay down their life for anybody. It's only their own they are looking for. Themselves, them. I told you, another thing, to be a good man, you must be a contented man. A contented man. Amen? Good people are contented people. They are not greedy people. They are satisfied with what God has given to them and appreciate him for it. Whatsoever God has given them, they are contented and they appreciate God. Abraham was actually a good man in as much as he showed contentment in his dealing with men and God. Yeah, that's why you see him there. He told the king of Sodom, I will not collect anything from you. What God has given me is enough. Let you say tomorrow you make Abraham rich. If he said, was a greedy man, quick, collect everything. He said, carry the goods. I help you to go and fight. Did they call Abraham to fight for them? No. Praise the Lord. I just fought and brought all the things, collect them. Contentment. God will always support a good man. He will protect him and give him victory in the battles of life. You want God to help you and give you victory? Be a good man. He will always provide for him because he's not greedy. Not trying to push others down because he's selfish. No. We live in a world of selfish people. He is satisfied with what God has given to him. Abraham was not running after riches of the world. All he got were brought to him by God. Praise the Lord.
everything Abraham got were given him by God. He wasn't running after them. That's why we need to pray today, oh God, help me to be a good man. You see, people that are not good, you see them running after the things of the world. Running after this, running after that. Good people are lovers of the scriptures. They set the scriptures to know whether those things are so. There are not people who are running after the things of the world. They are also helpers of the truth. They help the truth. Whenever they see the truth, they love it. Let's look at 3 John. Maybe I will run off from there if God help me. 3 John. Good people. Oh, God is looking for good men. I pray you can be one of them. Good people are scarce in the world. Good people are scarce. Everywhere in the society, you see bad people. Everywhere. 3 John from verse 1, I read. The Bible says, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen. And that is the truth. Nothing gives me joy to hear that my children walk in truth. When you see people that you preach to and they are saved and they are standing, there's no, even if you give me $10 million, it won't satisfy me. All I want to see men who hear the gospel. You know, sometimes I sit down, I just look at some people. You know, they testified yesterday. And after some time, you don't see them again. Who are they? What have they become? You don't know. Years were gone. You won't know. We won't know who you, but you were saved some times ago. I remember who preached to you, you gave your life to Christ. Who are you now? Where are you? Where is the Christianity in your life? There's no greater truth. Nothing rejoices me than to see my children, to hear my children walking in truth. Praise the Lord. Sometimes when you testify on things like that, some people you say, they talk about that man. It's not just about that man. What about you? Can somebody talk good things about you? Amen. 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 If you don't do anything, nobody will talk any good thing about you. It's about what you do. Beloved, that doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. Because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers of the truth. Good men are fellow helpers of the truth. They help the truth wherever they see it. They want to make the truth to succeed. They want to make the truth to survive. But bad people, they want to kill you. You are a preacher of righteousness, they want to kill you. They will injure you. They will secretly join with Satan to poison you. Good men are helpers of the truth. I wrote verse 9. I wrote unto the church. Look at it now. I wrote unto the church. But Diotrephes, who loved to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Diotrephes will never accept it. He's in the church, but a wicked man. He never loved the truth. Inside church. Wherefore if I come, I will remember his deeds, which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbidden them that would, and cast them out of the church. This church is our own. Go away from here. Diotrephes is an elder in the church that controls the church for Satan. He will never allow good people there. He will never allow the truth to stand in that place. He will fight the truth. Do you know today so many churches are controlled by this type of trophies? Wherever, I told you how I met a pastor recently, and the pastor told me, they posted him here not too long ago. He said he's going away. That the people don't want truth. The elders of the church, they have attacked him several times. They report him to the district. They report him here and there. So many of those churches with district, that's what they do there. Praise the Lord. There are so many diotrophies there, wicked people who are elders. Satan, they are working for the father, the devil, inside the church of Jesus Christ. Verse 11, he said, "Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God." Did you see that? Do you see it? Don't just be looking at me. I'm preaching to you. Praise the Lord. Follow that which is good. Don't follow evil. Don't follow bad people. Don't follow bad things. That's why we have bad people everywhere. Because even when many of them will go to church, they will never listen to the message of good thing. Their heart is evil. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Look at verse 12. Are you there? Read with me. One, two, go. Demetrius had good reports of all men and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record, and ye know that our record is true. This is another man in the same church. He has a good report. Who are you in the church? Which report do you have inside church? Bad people. Is it to deceive people? Is it to be gossiping? Is it to be telling people lies? Is it to be looking for who to cheat? Demetrius had a good report of the old man and of the truth itself. You will see his life, he lived it. He lived the gospel out in search of good men. God said concerning Abraham, he said, Can I do anything without telling Abraham? Knowing that Abraham is certainly going to be a good man, a great man. Knowing that he's going to be father of many nations. And he have to turn, the angels turn back and go and tell Abraham, this is what we want to do to Sodom now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They call him a friend of God. What made the difference? Good. Try to be a good person. Amen. Good people are very scarce in the world. They are very scarce. What? They will think evil. They do evil. They look for who to injure. They will look for who to do something that will please them. They don't care what happened to the next person. That's what makes a man evil. God is a good God because he thinks well for everybody. Amen. Even those in hell now is weeping for them. Even those who are still in sin, God is weeping for them. Praise the Lord. It's not only concerned about himself. It's concerned about others. So many people go to church. They are only looking for. I was speaking to somebody a few days ago. It's not about, hey, if God do this for me, if I did God do this for me, you are accusing God, Abi. If I did God do this for you, what of the one you did before? What did you do? What did you do? Was there any thanksgiving from your heart? So for God will bless us. You just say, oh God, thank you. That's the end. You go and stay in your house and waiting for another problem to carry. Go give God. No service, no commitment, no consecration, nothing. You just think that God will just be serving you. When will you serve God? Rise up on your feet. Good people give their life to God. They serve God with their life. That's what good people do. And God is looking for them. Looking for good men. Be a good man, brother. Be a good man. Sister, be a good man. Don't just be a Christian. Be a good man. The world is full of terrible things today because there are few good men in the world. Few good men. We have a whole nation like this. Full of church, full of Christians, full of pastors. Yes. Few wicked people will be terrorizing us. And we find it difficult to stand. Why? Because it's just because this, maybe because the church is small now, even though I don't know. Just what the prayer we are praying just here this morning. You just talk like that, pray like that in some place. Before the church close, somebody has gone to tell the other people. That pastor, see what he said. And if you will be surprised, there are people who have been there. Maybe they will dash them 10,000 naira. Are those people good people? That's why church is having problem. Sometimes you say, there are people who have said, let's do like this. Before you finish, some SSS don't gather you. What did you say just now? Bad people. I don't want to be a bad man. Help me to be good. Open your mouth and pray. Help me to be a good man. Good people are here. Help me to be a good man, oh Lord. Help me to be a good woman. Help me to be a good person. Help me to commit my life to Jesus for good. For good. Jesus is a good person. I'm praying. I'm looking for people who will serve this Jesus. They just like God, but they don't like to serve Him. They don't want to collect money from God. They want to collect blessing. They want to collect healing. They want to collect deliverance. They don't want to give Him service. Oh, I want to be a good man. Help me not to be a bad person. Oh Lord, help me to be faithful to you. Abraham was good. He has a good record. And they were talking about Demetrius now. A man who was good. But Diotrephes, a bad man. He want to become an elder in the church and be poisoning people and be true and be doing the work for Satan and be helping Satan to enter inside church. Hey, God, make me a good man and give us good people, Lord. Make me a good man in the name of Jesus. Help me, O Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. I want you to pray this one also. O Lord, give us good men. In this ministry, we need good people. Are you hearing me? Oh Lord, give us good men. Open your mouth and pray. There may be few. We need more of them. We need more good people. We need more good people. People that can endure. People you can trust. People you can discuss with. People that can assist the work of God. They are good men. They are good people. Good people. We need them. We need good people. Lord, give us good men. Good men that are not going to deceive you. Not deceivers. You discuss with them in an elders meeting. They are planning how to betray you. Not like Judas. People like Judas. Give us good men. Give us good people to do your work. This work need good men. It need good people. It need good people, Lord. Give us good men. Wherever they are, help us to locate them. Help us to get more of them. We just don't need few. We need more. We need more. So that the world can grow. So that the world can prosper. So that the world can go forward. In the name of Jesus, we need more good people. Good people. Good men. Good women. Oh, help us, oh Lord. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. As we run up, when you read Romans, go and read Romans chapter 16. You see where Paul was listing good men. Good people, helpers of the truth. Good men were listening then. These are the people who laid down their neck for the work. They sacrificed themselves for the work to be done. Not bad people who are looking for pastor to pray for them. Complainers, murmurers, gossipers. Pastor, pray for us. Pastor, pray for us. When you want them to do anything, they will not be there. Lift up your hand and say, God, give me grace to be a helper of the truth. In the name of Jesus. Give me grace to be a helper of the truth. Give me grace to be a helper of the truth. So that the truth will go forward. So that people will recognize it. So that more people will be saved. More people will be delivered. More people will be helped. Heaven will be populated. Hell will be depopulated. Oh God, give us good men. Help us to be good people also in a wicked generation. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Almighty Father, lift up your hand, I pray, that this spirit of good men shall come upon your life. You will strive to be good in the name of Jesus Christ. In this world that good people are lucky, I pray that God will locate you, that you will locate God to be a good man in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I am praying as they go, may you walk on their heart, walk on their spirit, walk on their soul, walk on their body. Let them become good for you in the name of Jesus. Every traces of wickedness in your heart, I pray you will knock it out in the name of Jesus. I pray that they will remain firing for you. Let them remain standing for you. That in the years to come, if Christ tarry, their testimony will still remain strong. They will still have a testimony to tell. That people can talk good about them. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, this week shall be blessed in your life.
attack of Satan will not work in your life. Frustration from the devil will not work in your life. The program for hell will not succeed in your life. The activities of the evil men will not succeed in your life. I pray that the protection of the Almighty shall be upon you in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, take control. Let it be well with them. In Jesus' name, I pray.